Welcome back to Matt Quinn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I want to encourage everybody to go on the Devil Radio app. Many of you have been kind enough to say, how can we help Devil Radio? How can we support it? Well, Devil Radio has come up with all the ways, and it's a link on our website, Support Devil Radio. Click on it. We deeply appreciate anything you do. In addition to that, download the Devil Radio app. Download it from our website, Google, Apple stores. Carry Devil Radio with you 24/7. Listen to your favorite shows. A lot more to talk about. I'll tell you what, one development, and it may be, it's a good development, but it may be a way to start spiking the true nuts on the QAnon right in the Republican Party. One of the worst is Lauren Boebert from Rifle, Colorado. She's somebody who is just flat out, like Marjorie Taylor Greene, just very mean-spirited. Frankly, the one that gave tours of the Capitol the day before the insurrection, the one that has stood up for the insurrection, has said that nothing happened and supposed any committee to look at it, all of that. She's one of the worst, truly one of the worst. Insulting and weird. Well, she's under investigation now. They're questioning her about expenditures for her personal use from her campaign account. At least four expenditures totaling more than $6,000 that came out of her campaign account used for her personally. Now, there's a guy named a former representative Republican, Duncan Hunter. I don't know if you remember him. He got prison time for misuse of campaign funds. And Trump pardoned him on the way out. So he snuck out of much of the penalty. But that's a no-no. I mean, you don't just set this up as your piggy bank, as your slush fund. And people contribute, PACs contribute, dark money, whatever comes in. If they're just funneling that to you personally, that seems like legalized bribery. It's more than just, is not legalized if, in fact, you're turning around and using it personally. So she's under investigation for more than $6,000 in expenditures, at least four of them from her campaign account. There's a separate FEC complaint been filed where she has reported $20,000 in mileage reimbursement expenses. And then the complaint indicates that they don't believe that that's what she did. I mean, you can't just put down, okay, I want $20,000 reimbursement because I drove my car quite a bit. I mean, I'll tell you what happens is most members of Congress that I know, my friend Les Aspin, one of the great congressmen in Wisconsin history, represented the first congressional district, which was Racine, Kenosha, Beloit, Janesville, Walworth County. Like any other congressman, when he flew back into Milwaukee, he would rent a car. That was a legitimate expense, and he'd campaign and so on. And then he'd turn it in when he flew back to Washington. He wasn't getting personal mileage. It was absolutely a disclosable expenditure. She also, on one of her, Lauren Boebert, one of her prior filings, showed that she owned an airplane. The later filings, it disappeared. You know, look, what did it burn up and you didn't get any insurance proceeds or what? You sold it. If you sold it, the amount you got for it and who you got it from should appear. If you didn't sell it, it should be down there as an asset. It simply disappeared. She was late on this filing due a week ago Friday. We could go to a week from tomorrow going back 6 days ago. Filed it late. There's some that she didn't file at all in past years. So they're looking at her. And the FEC has said that if she doesn't have some explanation on why she's draining her campaign account for personal money to use for her personal expenses, they will take further action. They have a lot of discretion in what they can do. I don't know what they'll do. They'll look at the amount. They look at her excuse, blah, blah, blah. But this is somebody who's voting on what? $1 trillion infrastructure package, which you'll probably oppose, $3.5 trillion in soft infrastructure, which you'll probably oppose, all kinds of goodies that are stuck in these bills for some Republican districts. And we don't want somebody like that. If her conception of fiscal stewardship is simply, this is my campaign account, and there's some money in there, her eyes sparkle, and it starts to disappear, I do not want that. And frankly, you don't want it either. She has been linked to QAnon. She says that she is not a member of QAnon. Okay, maybe she's not a member of QAnon. There's a lot of indication that she is appealing to a QAnon constituency. This is an infection in the Republican Party. The stalwarts of the traditional Republican Party are people like Liz Cheney of Wyoming and Mitt Romney of Utah, and there are others, Adam Kinzinger of Illinois, people with a lot of integrity, whom I have a great deal of respect for. Yeah, we're going to disagree on some issues. I'm a Democrat, they're Republicans. But having said that, I respect integrity and I respect people who stand by the Constitution. And Lauren Boebert is not one of those people. I want to get back to Afghanistan, a horrific account of something. You know, and when we discuss Afghanistan, and we discuss the Kabul airport right now and all of that, remember something. And this is not a blame game, finger pointing. This is an actual historical fact. And people sometimes think they're woke on the left, but you know something? People think they're woke on the right too, okay? There's kind of a woke robot mentality on the right. So let me pierce that with some history. Donald Trump, because he wanted to get reelected, decided that he wanted to have peace in Afghanistan. He has no moral integrity, and he didn't have a clue how to do it. So he calls up the Taliban. He was going to invite the Taliban to Camp David. Did you know that? To negotiate as if they were heads of state. I don't throw the word terror around lightly. They were linked with Al-Qaeda. They supported 9/11. It's like Trump was going to invite the 9/11 bombers to Camp David. Finally, somebody in his administration talked him out of it. So he sent envoys and he met with them in Vienna. Now, for people of my vintage, that reminded me of the negotiations with the North Vietnamese in Paris in the late 60s, early 70s. And it is a defeatist thing to do to negotiate with an Al-Qaeda affiliate. Listen, there's nothing they say that is true. They laugh at you as they lie. They say, we have changed. They laugh. They say, we mean peace. They have laughed. And he excluded the Afghan government. Didn't even tell them. They read about it. Demoralized that government and demoralized a lot of the Afghan troops. Crooked Mike Pompeo appeared with one of the senior Taliban people and posed for a photo op. Peace in our time. The last guy who said there was peace in our time was Neville Chamberlain, when he's looking across the table from the Nazis, gone into Czechoslovakia. And he goes, would you promise not to go in anywhere else? And they go, oh, yes. Oh, yes. You know, Hitler and Himmler and all these guys. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Peace in our time. He goes back. And right after that, they go into Poland. And then Second World War starts. The Taliban are low-rent Nazis. That's all they are. They believe in sectarian extermination of Christians, in their case, Shiites as well, and any other religious minority, Buddhists. They're the ones that tore down the Buddhist statues that were 1,000 years old. They were world historical treasures, but they were idolatrous to the Taliban. And Trump met with them through Pompeo and was going to invite them to Camp David so he could go into the election. That's the only reason. Say, have peace, and then the hell with what happens after he gets reelected. That is what set this up. So people say, well, the Afghan forces wouldn't fight. Well, they fought quite bravely, many of them. They really did. And they supported our troops, most of them. They really did. And of course, the president's a crook, Ashraf Ghani. He fled to Uzbekistan, and there were reports yesterday he's now in the United Arab Emirates with a helicopter full of gold and cash. Crook, of course he's a crook. Every one of those countries over there, the Islamic countries, is corrupt to its core. I understand that. But some of them have strong men who occasionally try to keep order. The Taliban are a motorcycle gang, a Nazi motorcycle gang, who supported 9/11 against us. That's what they are. So when Biden came into office, our troops had been reduced to 2,500. They could barely protect themselves. If the Taliban had wanted to overrun them, they could have. Now we have 6,000 troops over there just to get people out of an airport. Donald Trump was a crook. He still is a crook. But still, Biden could do some things. And I'm telling you as a Democrat and a Biden supporter, things could have been done differently. Well, the Taliban the other day beat a mother to death in front of her daughter and four grandchildren. What are the circumstances? They went in and they forced her to cook food for them. There are 15 of them. She did it for 3 days, and they came in the fourth day and said, all right, cook for us again. She said, I can't. I'm a poor woman. I have no food. They beat her to death with the butts of their AK-47s right in front of their daughter, her daughter, and grandchildren. These are animals. And one way to have handled it is Trump took our troops from 15,000 down to 2,500. One thing Biden could have done is as they surged in the remote provinces, put a bounty on them. Put a bounty on them, the Nazis. $1,000 a Taliban fighter. Give them an incentive. The locals. Right now, they're trying to rise up. There's 70,000 Taliban people in the whole country. 70,000 times $1,000 is 70 million. Put a bounty on them. In the rural areas, we are going to exterminate them. That's what we did back about 20 years ago. We came close. And then, oh no, well, we had to draw back and everything. Well, no, you don't draw back from Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Al-Shabaab, all of these people that are simply intent on murdering religions and races that are not theirs. And here, a poor mother got beaten to death. Direct result of the mishandling of this by Trump coming up, and then lately could have been handled differently at the airport by Biden. Going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. Back after the break.